This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. We're looking at August 2nd today, and it was on this date in 1921 that a jury in Chicago rendered a not guilty verdict against 8 members of the Chicago White Sox as part of a scandal that rocked the baseball world. They were charged with conspiracy to fix the outcome of the World Series against the Reds. It had been alleged during an investigation that pitcher Sleepy Burns and professional boxer William Harg facilitated bets with Sox players to throw games to gamblers, and 4 players admitted to taking bribes for the World Series. It was to be known as the Black Sox Scandal. Even despite being cleared, Chicago Daily News writer Charlie Owens wrote a heartfelt piece that is still remembered today by its headline, "Say It Ain't So, Joe," a reference to Shoeless Joe Jackson, who was also implicated in the charges despite hitting .375 during the Fall Classic. And it was on this date in 1990, early in the morning, Iraqi forces invaded Kuwait, later setting the stage for what would be known as Operation Desert Storm. When January 16th came around, Iraq was still dominating the territory, so the first fighter planes were launched from Saudi Arabia and the U.S. and British aircraft carriers in the Persian Gulf. Here's President George H.W. Bush.
Have no choice but to drive Saddam from Kuwait by force. We will not fail.
And that is it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk Monday when today is history.